सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
So Arjuna wanted to know the essence of Tyaga and Sannyas. What is Tyaga? Tyaga is the renunciation of fruit of action. And what is Sannyas? Sannyas is the renunciation of doership, ego. That is Sannyas. So what is the starting point? The starting point is Tyaga. Tyaga is the means and the goal is Sannyas. Sannyas. Why the goal is sannyas? Because you reach, you become Brahman. And Brahman is akarta. And what is the renunciation? And what is sannyas? Renunciation of doership. So becoming Brahman, you become akarta, ego is gone. You got it? So we start with the tyag because all of a sudden we can't renounce our ego. It's not that easy. And in one of the opinion it was said also that kamya karma, renunciation of kamya karma is sannyas. What is this kamya karma? Kamya karma is at the mental level. It is very subtle. Desires are very subtle. So removing desires is not that easy. In comparison to the sannyas and tyaga, tyaga is much more easier and grosser. Because there in the tyaga, you are supposed to renounce only fruit of action. Karma phal. So how tyag is cultivated? Suppose I want to do tyag, what I have to do? I start doing karma yoga. The starting point is the karma yoga. Lord also advised Arjuna to do karma yoga. Karma yoga is the starting point. What are the two principles of karma yoga? Number one is all the actions, whatever I am doing, sweeping, cooking, going to office, taking bath, brushing my teeth, whatever I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. The happiness word is very, very important in karma yoga. It is not surrender of your all actions to the Lord. It is not karma yoga. Karma yoga is that whatever I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. If you do this way, this will take care of lot of things. You will not be able to do any prohibited action and desire prompted actions are also taken care of in karma yoga. So out of six type of karma, two karma are taken care of, the poisonous one, the kamya karma and nisiddha karma, and the balance four, nitya karma, naimittik karma, prayaschit karma and upasana, that you have to do it. But how the people give up? They are also giving up, they are doing also tyaga. So some people are doing out of delusion, out of ignorance. Those are all tamasic people. Those who are not doing the niyata karma. Niyata karma means nitya karma and naimittik karma. Nitya and naimittik karma is the means to reach the goal. If you do it in a certain way, the way prescribed by Bhagavad Gita, the way prescribed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, then the same nitya and naimittik karma will purify you. Purification means vasana has come down. Vasana coming down means vairagya is happening. When the dispassion is happening, you are fit for the knowledge. It's very scientific. Straight way you can't go to the sannyas. It's not possible. And rajasic people, how they renounce these actions? They do it physically renounce. Tamasic also physically renounce. Both nitya and naimittik, they renounce. Why? Ajnana, mohat. And rajasic people, because it is giving me sorrow. Why are you leaving your family? It is giving me sorrow. Look, that is a rajasic tyag. After getting married, you have got the responsibility toward the family. No, it is giving me dukkha. Chhodo. That is rajasic. What is sattvic tyag? Sattvic tyag is not renouncing of the action. Sattvic tyag, Lord said, you have to be phalam tyaktva sangam tyaktva. Sangam tyaktva means don't attach to the actions. And phalam tyaktva, don't crave for a specific thing. Phalam tyaktva. These two things you have to keep in mind and act in the world. You have to do your nitya and naimittik karma. You have to do your niyata karma. But the adjustment is to be made inside. It is not renouncing of action. He is doing his actions as it is my duty to do it. I have to do it whether I like it or I don't like it. I have to do it. So if you do it in that way, your niyat karma, niyat karma, nitya plus naimittik. If you do it that way, it is my duty to do without attaching, sangam tyaktva, and without craving for a specific fruit of action, phalam tyaktva, then slowly, your vasana, they reduce. And you become fit for the knowledge. Shankaracharya said to Padmacharya, go and get that thing. And that thing was, what he wanted was across the river. Go and get the thing from that bank, other side. And there is no boat to cross the river. Padmacharya didn't know swimming also. Guru has said, without asking any question, he started. He crossed river, brought the thing, came back, gave it to. when Shruti and Guru tells you to do this thing, you have to do it. Then you get the fruit, karma yoga. But if you apply your mind, no, this is not possible in yoga. Gone. So first of all, we have to ascertain our duty. Our duties are prescribed in our scripture according to our varna and ashram. And your position in the society. If you are employed as a manager or as a clerk or as a whatever position you are allotted, according to your position, you have got a duty toward your company also. So ascertain your duty and act accordingly. Don't try to find out escape route. We all are very expert in finding out the escape route. And we sometimes give the logic also. What is this logic? Patitabhyam tadapi martabhyam, apatitabhyam tadapi martabhyam. If I study, still I will die. If I don't study, I will die. So why to study? No. Don't give that escape route. Don't try to find out that way. You do your duty. Find out your duty, do it. Or in the Brahmachari course, or even the householders are also given, okay, you will chant Vishnu Sahasranam or do this chanting, Vedic chanting. So at that time don't say danta kata kateti kim kartavyam. Oh, by chanting I have to, it's a lot of exertion. Sometimes udat, anudat, swarit. A lot of jamela, it's very difficult to do it. So I will not do. No, don't say. Because if you start chanting, then that is going to help you. That will purify your mind. It is a process of purification. Whether you like or you don't like, you have to do it. If you don't do it, purification will not happen. You have to do it. So sattvic person does his duty and he thinks this is my duty. But the internal adjustment is sangam tyaktva and phalam tyaktva. These two things you always have to remember. It's not running away from the duty. You are doing your duty without these two. Shankaracharya says, if you do this way, I'm just going to read what Shankaracharya has said about this. The internal organ of a person who is qualified for the rites and duties, who perform the nitya karma by giving up attachment, sangam tyaktva, and hankering for result, phalam tyaktva, becomes pure on accounts of being untainted by attachment to the results, etc., and refined by the nitya karma. You see? Shankaracharya ji also say that you have to do your nitya karma. If you do in this way, then you get purification. You get refined. When it is pure and tranquil, when your mind becomes pure, if you have got lot of desires, lot of vasana, your mind is always agitated. It's not pure. It's not tranquil. Always agitated. When it is pure and tranquil, it becomes capable of contemplating on the self. Since for that very person whose internal organ has become purified by performing nitya karma. What does that mean? Do you have any choice in nitya karma? No. That very person whose internal organ has become purified by performing the nitya karma and who has become ready for the knowledge of the self. So you become ready for the knowledge of the self only when you do your nitya karma in a particular fashion. And what is that particular fashion? Sangam tyaktva phalam tyaktva. You have to understand the science very clearly. Once you understand the science, then you will start working on it. If you don't understand the science, and if the scripture says you have to do your nitya karma, will say, why should I do the Nitya Karma? I am getting suffering from the family, why should I do it? So you have to do it. Verse number 10 now.
Na dveshta kushalam karma.
Na dveshta
kushalam karma. Kushalenanushajyate.
Kushalenanushajyate.
Tyagi sattva samavishtah.
Tyagi sattva samavishtah.
Medhavi chinna sanshayah.
Medhavi
chinna sanshayah. Na dveshtya kushalam karma. Kushalenanushajyate. Tyagi sattva samavishtah. Medhavi chinna sanshayah.
So a person who has reduced his vasana in this way, he got the knowledge of the self, now he abides in that self, such person, na dveshti akusalam karma, na dveshti, he doesn't hate akusala karma. What is this akusala karma? Akusala karma here means the kamya karma, desire prompted actions, na dveshti, he doesn't hate. You see, in the yogi and sannyasi, they don't leave karma. Karma leave them. It is just reverse. Why karma leave them? Because they have become desireless. When the desire is not there, because their vasanas are purified, because they did their nitya karma in a particular way, no vasana. Since no vasana, no desire, no action. So they have become actionless. Na dveshti akusalam karma. He does not hate that desire prompted action. He is not doing himself. But if other two, he doesn't hate them or their action. Because all Ajnani will be doing Kamya Karma. Kamya Karma is desire prompted actions. All Ajnani will be doing. It is not that Ajnani is running away from the society. He is in the society. He is seeing the others do Akusalam Karma. What is this Akusalam Karma? Kamya Karma. Desire prompted action others are doing. But he is not objecting. Why is he not objecting? Why is he not showing the path? Don't do this way, don't go this way, the path is this way, you have to do your nitya karma this way. No. Because Lord has said, na buddhi bheda janayet ajnanam karma sanginam. Lord has said, don't try to give knowledge to a jnani straightway. What will happen? If you tell them that this karma, the way you are doing is going to bind you, what will happen? You will stop it. He becomes lazy. Na atma jnana mila, na ye mila, kuch nahi mila, khatam, gone. Life is wasted. So he will not object to that. Kusale na tu anusajjate. And he does not get attached to the kusal karma. Kusal karma means here nitya and naimittika karma. It's not that he will go on doing nitya and naimittika always. Na anusajjate. Why? Nanu sajjate. Why is not attached? You can tell the science behind it. You can tell the science. Because his mind is already purified and he has got the tattva in his hand. Is it necessary for him to do the again kusalam karma, nitya and nyamitya karma for purification of mind? Not required. Na kusale nu sajjate. Kusal karma means nitya karma and naimittya karma. Akusal karma means kamya karma. He knows the kamya karma, if you go on doing, that will be the basis for your rebirth. It is the cause for the rebirth. Kamya karma, desire prompted action, is the cause for your next birth. He knows that. Therefore, he is not indulging in kamya karma. But what about the kusala karma? Kusala karma, nanusajjate. Nanusajjate. Many people say, why this Sadhu Baba is not doing japa, why is not sitting in meditation, why is not going to the temple, why is not doing the havan and this and that. Why should he do it? Kyun karega? It is my choice. Once you get the tattva, after that you don't carry things again. After you reach the other side, you don't carry the boat with you. After reaching your destination, you don't carry the aeroplane seat with you. I need this also. No, not needed. Shastra is also not needed. Khatam. Shastra is also means to reach there. Once you have reached there, nothing is needed. But the agyanis always find fault. He is not going to temple, he is not doing ichapa, sannyasiya. He is in bhoga, yogaratava, bhogaratava. So agyanis is all in this way. And whatever he does, etani apitu karmani sangam takta phalani cha kartavyani ti me partha nischitam matam uttamam. Lord has said that you have to do in this particular way. So even the akusal thought even comes in his mind, he doesn't hate. He doesn't hate that. Why? Because all thoughts are temporary. If the bad thought has come, it will also go in a minute time. It will go away. Good thought will then again come. So after purification of mind and after getting the knowledge, it is no more compulsory on that person to continue nitya karma and naimitya karma for purification of mind, because that has already happened. Gurudev used to do meditation every day, but someday not possible because of lot of activities. That was not a compulsion. That is why for all the realized master it is said, there is no vidhi nised as given in the Vedas for a realized person. Vidhi nised are for the agyanis. Why vidhi nised not for the jnani? Because he will not do anything unethical. Therefore, no vidhi nised for him. So he said, what Lord said, he is tyagi. He is called tyagi. Now tyagi is not a title here. You find some people's surname is tyagi, na? It's not tyagi. Lord says he is tyagi. Why he is called tyagi? Because sangam taktva, there is no attachment to the action. Phalam taktva, second qualification. Because no giving for a specific root of result. Sattva samavishta, he is full of sattvic gun. He is full of sattvic gun. Why sattvic gun? Why sattvic gun? It's all signs, sattvic gun. Why sattvic gun is coming? Because he is getting slowly purified. He is doing here nitya karma continuously, naimittik karma he is doing in the spirit of phalam taktva, sangam taktva. But if it is the kamya karma, his mind will become rajasic, rajasic, agitated, 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 agitated. When the rajas slowly starts come down, so naturally the sattva is coming. Sattva samavishta. When the sattva gun comes, there is no ragandves. When the sattva increases, the vasana has already subsided, no ragandves. When the raju and tamo gun increases, that means more likes and dislikes, more ragandves. So this sattva samadhishta, Shankaracharya, Lord is saying, he is medhavi. You see, one after another. First he says he is tyagi, Vaityagi Sattva Samavishta, he is in the Sattva Gun, Raju and Tamo Gun has subsided. Because no more Kamya Karma, no more desire prompted action. He is Medhavi. Medhavi means endowed with the Atma Gyan. His mind is clear. He always is Atma Gyan. Knowledge of the Self is clear to him. Gurudev says Medhavi is one who has clear understanding of four things. Number one, field of his activity. Field of his activity. I have to know my niyat karma, nitya and namittik karma, field of activity. Know the senses through which he contacts the world. He know the senses, jnanendriya, organs of perception and organs of actions. Knows his infinite divine nature. He also knows that I am Brahman. He has become Brahman. It is not knowing Brahman by your mind and intellect. It is becoming Brahman. You cannot know Brahman by your intellect. But through mind and intellect, you have to cross your equipment, your subtle body, gross body, and become. It is becoming. It is not knowing. Become. His exact relationship with the sense object when he is contacting with the senses. We also don't know what is our relationship with the senses and sense objects. He knows. He knows there is no sukh in the sense object. But still he contacts with the senses, stays in the sense object, but not tainted, not affected. Such Medhavi is called Chinna Sansaya. There is no doubt in his mind. Chinna Sansaya. His determination is firm, his abidance is firm. There is no doubt. So how he got this thing? Sruti vipratipannate yadasthasyasi nischala samadha vachala buddhista tada yogam avapyasi. When you abide in Atma, and how you reach that Atman, how you became that Atman or Brahman, as Sruti vipratipanna, as the Sruti told, as the scripture said, I followed that. And I attained the yoga. Yoga means I got united, I became Brahman. And he also knows Nanya Pantha Vidyate Ayanaya, there is no other way. So we all have got no choice but to do our Niyat Karma, that which is Nitya Karma and Naimittik Karma in a particular fashion. So the purpose of Karma Yoga is stated in this verse. If you do the Karma Yoga, these things will happen. Not craving for specific root of action will purify your mind. When the purification happens, purification of mind means vasanas reduces. When the vasana reduces, Raju and Tamo Guna has reduced, Sattva-guna has increased. When the Sattva-guna has come, then you become fit for the knowledge. When you get the knowledge, you abide in it, then you become Chinna Sansaya. Now, who are the ignorance and identified with the BMI, body, mind and intellect, they have got a strong doership. Strong doership. If such person is there and if you ask him to renounce the doership, not possible. So for them, the starting point will be renounce the fruit of action. That is what Lord is going to tell in verse number 11.
Nahi deha vrita shakyam.
Nahi deha vrita shakyam.
Tyaktum karmanya sheshatah.
त्यक्तुं
कर्माण्यशेषतः यस्तु कर्म फल त्यागी यस्तु कर्म फल त्यागी सत्यागीत्यभिधीयते सत्यागीत्यभिधीयते नहि देह भृता शक्यं त्यक्तुं कर्माण्यशेषतः यस्तु कर्म फल त्यागी सत्यागीत्यभिधीयते.
Lord calls those ajnani, those who are ignorant here as deha brita, deha brita, dehat abhimani, those who are identified with the body, deha abhimani. One who pampers the body, nourishes the body, one who thinks that the body is atman, for such people it is very difficult to give up the karma aseshataha. Aseshataha means fully. They cannot give up the karma. They will be doing. And they should not give up also. Why? Because they don't have the knowledge, number one. And second thing, if they leave, they become lazy. So life will be wasted. And the Lord has said, nahi kasya chanamapi jato tishtati akarmakriti. You cannot stay without karma even for a moment. But if you tell somebody, don't do the karma, it is binding, it is the cause of your rebirth, and he doesn't get the self-knowledge, then what will happen? He will leave the karma. So Gurudev said, to remain without doing anything is also an action. If you want to say, I am not doing anything, you are trying to do, not to do anything, that the kartitva is still there. Still it is action. Physiological or psychological actions continue up to grave. Your bodily actions and your mental actions, they continue up to the grave. They are acting continuously. Actions are the signature of life. It is the fragrance in the flower of existence. Action also tells whether a person is alive or not. So therefore Lord has said, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. Since you are supposed to do, you can't stay without karma. So Niyatam, Niyatam, you do your Nitya and Naimittik karma always. Yastu karma phal tyagi, sa tyagi itme vidhiyate. Yastu karma phal tyagi, one who is renouncing the fruit of action. Renouncing the fruit of action means renouncing the specific fruit of action, renouncing the craving for the fruit of action. He says he is tyagi. He is not physically giving up the action. Action he is doing, but he is not craving for specific fruit of action. Lord says he is tyagi. He is tyagi. It is not physically giving up of action, fruit of action. It is only mentally you are giving up, not craving for specific fruit of action. So here tyag is that. What is the tyag bodh? Tyag of phala buddhi and acceptance of prasad buddhi. Whatever Lord has given me is the prasad. Fruit will come. Fruit has to come. Fruit of action will come. But it is coming by a Lord. That's all. Fruit of action will come. If it is coming by a Lord, then we will say it is prasad. Whatever fruit of action has come, prasad. Like we, when we come to the temple, you brought laddu and you give it to the Panditji. Panditji offer it to the Lord. Panditji offers Om Pranasva, Panasva, Vyanasva, Udanasva, Samanasva, Brahmari. Now it is no more laddu. You call it similarly, the fruit of action, it will come. It will come. You receive it via Lord. That's all. make it is a prasad. So total renunciation of action is only possible by the Atmajnani. But the Dehavrita, the ignorant, those who are identified with the body, BMI, for them it is very difficult. Therefore, such people, Dehavrita, like all of us, we should start with Prasad Buddhi. Whatever Lord is giving, Prasad Buddhi. So how many types of karma phal are there, fruit of action, how many types of fruit of actions are there? Lord is going to tell us in the next verse, which we will take up on our next class. These points Lord has not discussed earlier. Fruit of actions, various types of fruit of action. We'll discuss it next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.